Welcome to a different edition of the Deep Fried Monster Cheeseman Hours podcast. Eric Madhouse is not going to be on this edition because this is High School Cheeseman edition. And you're probably thinking, why is he worried about high school? Well, I have our super fan, our super fan here. And she has all kinds of cheesement for me because apparently several fights broke out on Friday afternoon during
the whole week.
Oh, actually, the whole week. Now she's telling me. You know what? Why don't you tell us more?
Okay, a little background here. Throughout this past week, we have had a total of 16 fights. And each day there'd be a couple here and there. Some of them would be faked, and then there's some of them who are real. This Friday, we had a staggered let out, as in they will let us out by building. The A building, C building, etc.
Right, there's been a couple times where I had to do that too.
Anyway, as the fights started to break out during lunch on Friday, I wanted to go see some of them, so I tried to run towards them. And some of the security tried to stop us and said, if you go past me right now, we will send you to the office. So I didn't go, sadly. And after a couple hours later, almost three, they let my building out. And they wouldn't let us out through some of the gates, only the main front gate. And had cops, administrators, security, even a sheriff waiting for us outside.
Even the Pico PD?
Yes.
Wow, if Pico PD was there, that means it must be some serious shit. Pico PD has to step in. Instead of getting all the gangbangers and all the drug dealers and all these happenings around, they were more worried about the high school, but go ahead.
Okay. Even my sixth period health teacher said that one of the students even hit a teacher, and the teacher's husband is a lawyer, so it's about to get very...
It's about to get really, you know, Ace Attorney Matt Murdock-y over here.
Exactly. And
You said that you have an evidence of a leaked out tweet from one of the teachers about what happened?
Yes. Me and my friends have a group chat, as all friends do, most likely. And one of my friends sent me a screenshot of a tweet from one of the teachers at my school, who said, and I quote, "I haven't talked to anyone in the office at the school, but don't be surprised if we do staggered release every day, we do staggered lunches, you can no longer eat outside, you can lose your phone for filming fights, and social media gets blocked on student Wi-Fi."
Wow! You know what? That must have been why my apps were acting all funky on Wednesday. Because I actually have a Wi-Fi map app who can pretty much unlock most of the free Wi-Fi. So with me, I go to the adult school across the street from the high school, I pretty much use up their student Wi-Fi. And I noticed that on Wednesday that it was acting really weird. It kept on freezing like every 5 minutes. And then, because Snapchat doesn't work on there. I tried. It doesn't work. But Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter do. And I noticed that on Wednesday, it kept on acting up. It either was freezing or it wouldn't update. But then once I took out the Wi-Fi, it would update every 30 seconds. So that I'm starting to think after what my co-host, my high school co-host was telling me, after she told me, you know what, that makes sense why my Wi-Fi was acting all weird and funky. Because I was trying to edit the show, or I was trying to make sure that everything was good for our show, and the Anchor app kept on freezing. Yeah, like, I know it's not me, I just updated it. So now I know. So, continue.
Then, maybe if maybe like a good hour, few minutes later, one of my friends sent me another picture saying that, oh, the teacher deleted that tweet and then came up with another one. What said, and I quote, I can't speak for ERHS admin administrators.
Your high school administrators.
Yes. But the job of a school is to keep students safe. By law, schools are the guardians of minors while they are on school's property. If students are unsafe, parents can take legal action. This is how hundreds of other schools have kept students safe. And me and my friends were debating, saying, they're going to punish us one way or another. And not just people who fought or took videos. The entire school is going to get punished one way or another. Whether it be an announcement over the speaker or a huge assembly saying
Which is probably going to wind up being like that, because they won't say nothing on the intercom. But they will. But I wouldn't be surprised right after your lunch, that period. If all your teachers are like, okay, you know, if all... Pretty much, I already know the way big assemblies work. Because that used to happen to me. They would do it by period. So they would do first period, then second period, whatever classes were there. Second period, third period, fourth period, fifth period, sixth period. And no, it would only reach up to fifth period. So sixth period, they didn't have that. But knowing the people in sixth period, they already probably went to one of these assemblies already. Mm-hmm. So that's probably what's going to happen on I wouldn't be surprised if it happens Monday morning. First period, emergency assembly. And I wouldn't be surprised if that happens. It's going to go by periods. It's going to go, or two, for what they do it by...
By year?
No, they don't do it by, they could do it by year, which will be freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior. They could do it like that, or two, from what they also done... The classes by letter, so classes A, B, and C go there, then D, E, and F, and then go after, and then it repeats on so on and so forth. But I have a feeling it's probably going to go like that. It's probably going to go freshman, then sophomore, then junior, and then last senior. That's why seniors will go last, because they're like, they're pretty much already out the door, so they're not really giving a shit. Pretty much, they're not. They're not giving two shits, because they're already going to be out the door. In about 5 months from now. So it's mostly important for the freshmen, the sophomore, and the juniors for them to know.
We were also debating that if we do get all those rules set on Monday, that is going to make everything worse. And students are going to start rioting and having more fights because it's not going to change anything.
You know what? And it's not. Because the only... Like I said, that security... That school security at the high school, then we have maybe 10 people being security. 10 people.
Actually, it's 5. There's a few...
5?
They patrol on, like, go-karts and around the school, but even me and my friends saw someone ditching, and we didn't say nothing.
You know, Wow, obviously the school budget must really have gone downhill, because when I was at the high school... This was, what, maybe 8 years ago? They had at least 10, 15 at best.
Not anymore. It's like basically shifts. Some people on Monday, and then they have a break on Tuesday, and then some people come in, etc.
Well, you know what? If they keep on doing it like that, it's not going to work. Because more fights are going to break out. And then who's going to be there? If there's only like one or two security guards, you know, one man, you know, can't do everything. You're not... Mind my language, but you're not fucking Batman or fucking Superman, you know, or the Flash, you know, you can't be everywhere at once. You can't. And what are the dean and principals gonna do? Fucking nothing.
They're gonna speak to the administrators and tell us about our behavior.
Yeah, and fans, to be honest, most of y'all went to high school, you know that doesn't do shit. Especially if you live in LA County, they don't do shit.
Too ghetto.
Exactly. Exactly my point, because it doesn't, because you guys, yeah, high school kids can do this shit all they want. All the fights and all that, it's still gonna break out. You can block social media, that'll be the only good thing, is blocking social media, but otherwise than that, kids are still gonna record some way, somehow. They're gonna save it, and they're not gonna post it on social media. They're gonna send that around to the point where it makes social media. It will make social media, because And then, two, the kids will record it and then wait till they get home when they have the real Wi-Fi. And then, boop, 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 boop. It'll be uploaded in a matter of seconds.
I even got another compilation of some of the fights. It's even funnier.
Yeah, pretty much she is a relative of mine. That's all I'm going to say. She showed me two compilations of fights that happened during the same day. So what does that tell you? What does that tell you, fans? I know some of you guys are probably my age, about 20, 25, 26, but think about it. You guys probably have brothers and sisters who are probably still in high school right now, or even going to middle school, making that transition. So you already know what's up.
That's all I gotta say. Just that 16 fights broke out in a week.
16?
I think maybe two or three were staged, but other than that, the rest were real. Even a foreign exchange student got in the middle of a fight.
Poor guy. Poor guy. A foreign exchange student who comes here from a different country got into a fight. What does that tell you? What does that tell you? But anyways, I'm not going to restart recording here. I got retail cheeseman.
Oh, boy.
I got retail cheeseman, everybody. I'm not going to say where I work at. I'm just going to say how it is. They updated the new call-out policy, which is you can only get 5 points if you call off a holiday weekend. Say, for example, Easter's coming up. They pretty much are doing it like a Disneyland or a Universal Pass where they have certain blackout dates. Easter weekend is a blackout date. So anyone who calls out during that weekend will get two occurrences on the spot. There's no recovering from it. You can request it that same day, but only one of them will be removed. The other one will still stay there. Second off, everybody gets five. The only good thing is everybody restarted. So everybody's back at zero. Everybody. Number two, even the rookies get five occurrences. Which it is good, but at the same time, it sucks because, you know, because we're equal to them. But at the same time, you know what? They all work here too. So I can understand that. But a few people that are getting mad, they're getting really salty, is because there's some people who only been there for maybe 1 or 2 years, maybe even 3 years, maybe going to the 2.5, 3 year mark. And when it comes to earning time, fans, I'll get more time than they because I've been working there longer. I'm already there going to go on 4 years. 4 years at my retail job, which means when I earn time, I'm going to be earning a lot more. I'm already at 5.5 because I'm planning on taking a vacation in a couple months. I plan on taking maybe a weekend off, and that's it. But otherwise than that, yeah. Yeah, everybody's freaked out about this. Like, a lot of people are happy, but at the same time, they're waiting for people to fuck up so they can clear the herd even quicker. Because the original point system was 9. When another relative of mine used to work there back in the day, she would only get 6. Once you reach 6, that was it. You know, and you know, end of days, that was it. And then they changed it to 9, which to me, I was like, okay, cool, you know, that's a leverage. But at the same time, like, I feel like that's too much. It felt like too much to me because I'm like, 9 points, I don't need 9. You know, I'm good without the 6. You know, 6 was my limit. 6 was my limit of calling out. Once it hit 6, sorry, fans, if you hear a spray, I low-key kind of farted. Sprayed a little bit of X. Just a little bit. Not the strong kind either, kind of like the Anarchy brand, you know, kind of weakish.
Okay, continue.
But, yeah, and a lot of people are pissed off about it. A lot of people, in fact. Not me necessarily, because I can care less. Like I said, I request all my days. Okay, and this is a shoot promo right here, because my language here, but some bitch decided to volunteer me for work, knowing damn well I was busy. First off, first off, woman, you're not part of my area. You're not even near my area. I'm Frozen Dairy. You're on the other side of the store, so why the hell are you volunteering me for shit? First off. Second off, you're so far up the manager's ass. You probably know what he had for breakfast, lunch, dinner, dessert, and you probably know how much water he drank that day.
Ooh.
You know, you have your head so far up his ass. That's why, you know what? You know what? I'm actually going to say this. You know what? Okay. I want to be surprised if you're, you know, you're getting an old, you know, Suckatron 3000. I want to be surprised.
Oh.
Knowing you, you know, your boyfriend around, like, you know, like he's a freaking slap dummy. I want to be surprised if, you know, you're still probably sending news or sending something to these managers. I want to be surprised. See, but you know what, though? That's strike one for you. I already know your name. I already told a few managers what you already did. Okay, next time you do that, I'm going to write that down. And maybe, you know, maybe I might make a couple calls to corporate. Maybe let's see what happens there. I know they might not do much. Okay, cool. If they don't, then you know what? I'll go to the store manager on my day off in my regular clothes. And I will stop by and I will talk to her. And I will talk to her about the way you're going to keep on doing. So keep on doing it. I notice you and your little clique. You know, you and your little clique over there. I already know. When you walked by me, y'all didn't say nothing. Y'all stood quiet. When you walked past me. Because I already knew. And then, too, you got mad. Oh, support manager. Oh, my God. I'm going to get it. No, you don't. You'll be the worst support manager ever. If you wind up on my side, trust me. Trust me. And I'm going to say this flat out. Trust me. You're not going to be the one bossing me around. I'm going to be the one bossing you around. Because I'm the only one who actually gives a shit about Frozen Dairy. I'm the only one. That's why nobody messes with me anymore. That's why nobody tells me anything anymore. You shouldn't be telling me nothing. If you see I'm busy, I'm busy. Obviously, I have a whole department to take care of. While my department manager is getting surgery on his shoulder. That's why you shouldn't be worried about what I'm doing, sweetheart. Trust me, you and your friends over there, oh yeah, when you get in trouble, guess what? With this new current system, your friends are going to help you in the end. No one is. When you reach up to 5, which I already know you do, once you reach up to 5 occurrences, they're not going to come back and save you. They're not going to remember you. You want to know why no one's going to remember you? Because nobody remembers a kiss ass. Nobody remembers them. The only people who remember them, or the other kiss-ass people. But otherwise than that, if you actually bust your ass and actually work and don't worry about what everybody else is doing, then you're set. Then you're golden. Because then people will remember you. Otherwise than that, no one else will remember you if you're a kiss-ass. Trust me. Oh, anyways, fans, are you any of you fans going to be watching the Super Bowl tomorrow? Who are you going for? If you say the Patriots, I low-key kind of hate you. But if you're going for the Rams, hey, salute to you.
Rams for the win.
And like I'm telling you guys right now, and like I told everybody else at work, if the Patriots beat the Rams, the NFL is just as fixed as Raw and SmackDown. Calling it now. Because how is it the Dodgers lost twice at home 2 years in a row? Obviously, baseball's fixed. Obviously, the World Series is fixed. Now, if the Super Bowl, now if the Patriots beat the Rams, obviously, you know, and the Super Bowl's fixed. And trust me, who the hell's gonna watch Maroon 5? I've seen them live. Not, like, in person, but I've seen multiple concerts of them through Palladia, through VH1 Classic, you know, all those other music channels. I've seen them live. They're not that good. They're not. And then, too, knowing their current stuff sucks. I think, like, their first two albums are great, because that's when Adam Levine actually gave a shit about music. But then afterwards, after that, you can tell he was only, you know, doing what the record company telling him to do.
Basically, every pop cliche in a song.
Pretty much. And how is it you guys pump out albums every other year, but yet, you know... But yet nobody gives a shit about him. Nobody does. Adam, you know what? Adam Levine, you know, you love acting. Why don't you just stick to that? But at the same time, you're kind of a mediocre actor, because how is it you only did one season of American Horror Story and then dipped? Or two, you claim that you left. When really, Lady Gaga's been kicking ass, because she's been on there for the past 3 or 4 seasons already. The reason why she wasn't Apocalypse, because she wasn't needed.
It wouldn't fit in the storyline. It would just exactly make zero sense.
Exactly. Lady Gaga was there, what, season... She was there for a hotel? Yeah, but then she kicked ass, and the reason why she had to leave, the reason why Lady Gaga had to leave, was because she was going on tour. Adam Levine wasn't going on tour, and everybody knew it. That's right, to be honest, when he died in American Horror Story Season 2, I was glad, because I didn't really care about him. I cared about everybody else in the asylum. But anyways, fans, yeah, are you guys gonna be watching Halftime Heat? If you are, good. Send me the videos of you guys, of what happens. The Instagram is, I think it's madhouse_degenerate, or it's degenerate_madhouse.
It's madhouse_degenerate.
Okay, madhouse_degenerate. That's our Instagram page. That is our Instagram page. Now, I just updated pretty much our Twitter. It's now official because it actually has an email and a phone number on there. And I'll tell you the name right now of our Twitter. Our Twitter name is... Give me a minute. At DFMCHP01. Once again, our username is at the A with the circle, DMFCHP01. Or two, I'll repeat it again without the at. Our Twitter, DFMCHP01. It has one of our mascots, Kevin Mask. In its name in big bold letters, the Deep Fried Monster Cheeseman Hours Podcast. That's our official Twitter. I'm on there. It would be nice if you guys were to send me stuff back, because that's why I'm mostly on Instagram, because you guys like and post everything there. So yeah, so send me everything what happens on Halftime Heat. Send me the score of the Rams and the Patriots. Just keep on sending me. Or two, you want to send me memes? Go for it. I can use some more memes. So that's pretty much it. We'll be back. Pretty much, Lord Madhouse will be back on Wednesday. We'll pretty much still record Wednesday, uploaded by Thursday or Friday. We'll be set. This is our special edition of the Deep Fried Monster Cheeseman Hours Podcast. High school cheese me and retail cheese me shoot edition. This is a good night from the superfan.
Good night, people.
And this is a good night from me, the brainchild, the main producer of this podcast, Drew the Degenerate. Good night.